Lord, open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your word.
主啊，求你张开我哋眼睛，令我哋睇到嗰啲好嘅嘢系你教导我哋嘅。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Ask Grace to give a summary. Please be seated.
Thank you.
Grace to give a summary of Mark's gospel so far.
我系首先系概述系马可福音嘅。马可福音嘅第一至到第三章系讲及耶稣喺加利利嘅事工，藉此系证明耶稣基督福音嘅起头，神嘅儿子呢个论点嘅。喺几个事例之中，例如系赶鬼、治病、麻风、瘫子，耶稣系显示出只有上帝先至有嘅权能。在马可福音第四章一至到三十四节里面讲，耶稣解释比喻的作用是教训信他的人有关上帝所作的功，又分辨出不信他的人的性质是怎样。另外在第四章三十五至到四十一节那里，耶稣平静了风浪，他的门徒彼此这样说，他到底是哪个，连风和浪都会听从他。在第五章，马可是详细地述说三个神迹，医治被鬼附着的人，医治一个女人，和另一个死了的女孩子是复生。
My address has four sections.
我讲的有四段的东西。
One,
第一，
Parables in real life.
真实生活的比喻。
Mark chapter 5 presents a remarkable complementarity with chapter 4.
马可第五章是承接了第四章以神国教导信他的人上帝怎样作工。
The parables of the kingdom in chapter 4 teach the faithful how God works.
这四个神迹在第四章那里是透过每人熟悉是真实生活里面的事物，有血有肉这样晓谕天国的临近。
The four miracles that follow reveal the coming of the kingdom in real life.
这个天国的临近在我们真实的生活里面。
In the experience of the disciples on the lake in the storm,In the life of the demon-possessed man, the Gerasene demoniac, and the community that lived near him, and the restoration of the two women.
这些神迹是包括了在海上的门徒，被鬼附着的格拉森的人的生命，和格拉森他附近的一个社区，又有两个妇女生命的重建。
Jesus is clearly the agent of God the King.
基督很明显这样，他是上帝我王的中介。
The one who makes the kingdom evident.
他彰显神的国度。
And this suggests he has a status quite beyond what one might expect of an itinerant Galilean rabbi.
这个表示到他的地位是大大咁样超越咗加利利嘅犹太嘅教师。
It's not in the script. So the miracles, like the parables, come with the question, "What do you think?"
於是呢个嘅比喻同埋呢啲神迹系带嚟咗问我哋，我哋系要点样
？Section two.
第二段，
Confidence and compassion.
信心与怜悯。
In both interactions, Jesus surprises with an impressive authority.
在这些互动的例子里面，耶稣的权威是令到人家难忘而又是惊奇。
One which derives from no earthly head of power, and also has, he also has the power to make his authority effective.
他没有世俗的权力，但是他有令权柄生效的权威。
He is confident, but with no hint of arrogance or cleverness, no ego or pride.
他有信心，但是没表现出自大，或者是以自己为聪明，没自负或者是骄傲。
He is also compassionate, displaying a real connection with people in distress.
他有怜悯的心，处处流露着他对于有烦恼的人有真正的沟通，有真正的联系。
Jesus is profoundly in sympathy with the poverty and misery of so many people.
耶稣深深地怜悯着众多贫苦的人。
But there is more going on.
不但如此。
The business of healing and hope is the serious business of attacking the powers of evil and of all that is opposed to the purposes of God.
他的医治能力和给人的希望是能够认真地打击了魔鬼的权力和反对上帝旨意的人。
Thirdly, therefore, we are on the margins of life and death.
我们是在生死的边缘。
You made it a bit free. We are sometimes on the margins of life and death. Tsunami, earthquake, bushfire, flood, old age.
我们有时是在生死的边缘，例如是tsunami 那个海啸啦，地震啦，吓，同埋火烧啦，森林啊嗰啲咁样样咧， yeah.
Old age.
同埋电脑。
When death and life come close together.
生死系一线嘅。
Jesus is there.
耶稣喺嗰度。
In chapter 5 of Mark, from verse 21,
第五章的由21节开始,
we see a remarkable feature in the intertwining of the two women miracles.
我们看到有两个互相缠结的女人的神迹。
No doubt reflecting that this is how it happened.
当时耶稣是怎样做呢?
Jesus delays his response to one case of extreme distress so as to deal with an even more pressing one.
当时耶稣是推迟了对一个极度苦恼的人作出反应，而是去处理一种更加紧急的事。
So they have been remembered as coordinated events.
所以呢，我们的人就会经常都记住这两个是一个互相协调的一个事故。
This unity of event is emphasized by the detail that the older woman has been ritually unclean and therefore socially dead for 12 years.
这个故事包括了一个较年长而关上不洁的妇人，她在这个社会上已经是死了，是受社会的隔离。
And the younger woman is just 12 years old.
而另一个年轻的妇女就只是得十二岁。
They have in common that they take us into that experience of alienation from God, which is the essence of death.
他两个人其实都有相同的地方，正如他们是经历了与神的隔离，亦都是等于是死亡。
In one case, it is real death.A child mortality with all the pain that goes with that, and perhaps you know.
一个是真正的死了，是一个未成年的女子。这个的死亡是带来不少的悲痛。
In the other, such a degree of illness as to reduce a woman into social alienation, scarcely preferable to death.
另一个他的病令到他受到社会的排斥，而是近乎死亡。
And which after 12 years leads her to take a desperate risk to grasp a chance at life.
十二年后，他冒险这样去想捉着一个这样的机会，令到他有再有生命的机会。
This is the field of the living dead.
这个是活死人的感受。
And this is the field upon which Jesus fights the enemy.
耶稣就在这个境界里面 同敌人系争战。
And we are privileged to witness it again as we hear and in our mind's eye see it again today.
我哋今日系有幸能够再听到呢件事，亦都喺我哋心里边睇到呢件事。
Fourthly,
第四点
，the prayer of faith，
信心嘅祷告。
Not here. Jairus prays, "Come and heal my daughter."
Jairus 系祈祷，系嚟医好我嘅女。
The woman reaches out to touch Jesus.
嗰个妇人系伸出嘅手去要接触耶稣。
Her prayer of faith.
呢个系佢祷告信心嘅祷告。
So what are we to conclude?
我哋怎样总结今日我哋所听到嘅呢
？Where is the action for us today？
我哋今日要有乜嘢嘅行动呢
？We see Jesus and are aware of Him at work。
我哋睇到基督喺佢实际嘅行动系点样
？We see the lives of two women and their families, their communities, significantly restored。
我哋睇到呢两个妇女，佢生命好有意义咁样得到重建。
We see the effect of those watching on。
我哋亦都睇到佢旁边喺度观察嘅人。
Some of these thought it so significant that they told the story to others。
佢一部分系觉得呢件事系非常之重要，所以佢哋系去讲俾第二啲人听。
And so ultimately we read of it。
而我哋而家读到呢啲嘅事故
，and in a way the initial events are repeated in our hearing，
而喺听道里边亦都系重复咁样了解到发生咗嘅咩事。
So what is the effect on us? What is the response of faith today?
呢啲嘢对我哋有咩效应呢？我哋有咩反应？有咩嘅回应呢
？Inwardly and outwardly。
向内同埋向外嚟讲
，inwardly rejoicing in this recital of God's mercy and faithfulness。
喺我哋心里边系为着诵读上帝嘅慈爱同埋信实而快乐。
And a strengthening of our confidence。
加强咗我哋嘅信心。
As the Psalm 30 says, "Weeping may endure for a night."But joy comes in the morning.
正如诗篇第三十章话，一宿虽然有哭泣，早晨便必欢呼。
And in our other services today, the Old Testament reading is Lamentations 3.
喺第二个今朝早嘅崇拜里边咧，就系 Lamentations 三第三节。
The steadfast love of the Lord never faileth.
上帝的对我们的爱是永远都不会止息。
His mercies never come to an end.
他的慈爱是永远不会到完结。
They are new every morning.
我们每一天都是新的。
Great is thy faithfulness.
我们的生活，我们的对他的信实是相当的伟大。
As in the hymn.
正如在我们那个诗集里。
Great is the air. So that's inwardly. But outwardly,
向外边来看又怎样呢
？For us, I think a fresh realization that the acts of Jesus means the power of the evil one is broken universally.
他做的事给我们一个新的体会到耶稣的行动是整体这样打碎了魔鬼的势力。
This gives us a gospel to proclaim.
这个是给机会我们向世界公告他的福音。
And a reason to engage in Christian action, kingdom action in the here and now.
也都有这个理由给我们是应该即时即地这样我们每一个人献身在基督徒的行动。
So we are to be people of mission, welfare, justice, community.
我哋系要有使命感，投身喺福利、正义同埋我哋嘅社群里边。
阿门。
阿门。